This is our Catholic Community School update. Cathedral Activities Director Emmett Keenan is here along with John Haas, Director of Development. Emmett and John, thanks for coming in.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having the parking lot plowed for us.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Right. I think we even shoveled the walkway to get up here.
Just one path. I was wondering about the rest of it. You need to get out there and get that done.
I get here too early in the morning. It's hard to get all that stuff done. So we're talking today about the Catholic Community School Capital Campaign, which launched in the spring. John, I believe you were in to talk about that at that time. How are things going?
Things are going well. We started it, it was about a year ago now. And really, it's a story of momentum and building momentum. And if you think about kind of the metaphorical flywheel we talk about in business a lot, when we started last fall, it was standing still. There was no motion. And in November, we were about a month into our silent phase, and we had $275,000 pledged in to the campaign at that time. And it's a $6 million campaign, so we were just getting going. Last February, we kicked off the public phase. So we had an event at Cathedral. At that point, we had about $700,000 in the campaign, so the flywheel was starting to spin a little bit, starting to move. Last May, the Coburn family and Coburn Inc. came in a major way, just such an incredible family for St. Cloud area. They came in with a $500,000 matching offer. And over 14 days, we had 150 new sets of hands on the flywheel pushing it. And it pushed us over the $2 million mark. And we went into the summer with that momentum. The flywheel was starting to spin. And as we came out of the summer, we were sitting at about $4.1 million of the $6 million in the campaign right now. That timing of the people that stepped in early, the Coburn family, to really nudge it forward to get the flywheel spinning, sets us up now where we're sitting, about a year into the campaign at $4.1 million of the six.
What are you raising money for, John?
I'm going to kick that to Emmett.
Yeah, sure. That's one of the challenges that we had, Jay, it's one of those things where we weren't buying a shiny new car for the school or anything like that. It was for some things that were needed. We had some work to do to wrap up the campaign and the cost of our brand new building that opened in 2020. And so that was part of the money, is that we needed to put the final bow on that project. Then also, we have a building on our campus that was built in like 1937. Well, that happens to be where our boiler is, which was also built in 1937, that heats all but one building in our entire campus. And so we had a need to upgrade our HVAC systems in order to make sure that we don't have something tragic happen, that we can't heat the buildings or do what we need to in the buildings. And every time something goes wrong in that 1937 boiler, the part has to be made, because nobody's stocking parts for that, right? It's almost 100 years old. So an upgrade and a modernization of the core HVAC system was required. And then also, as we continue to grow as Catholic Community Schools, the face of education, and this is technology-driven in a lot of different ways. We started with the technology, got into the colleges, then it came to the high schools, then it trickled to the middle schools. Well, it's full steam ahead now in the elementary schools, and so we have to put aside some money so that we can continue to train and provide in-service opportunities for our elementary teachers so that they can continue to grow with the world to help us educate those kids at that level with the skills that they need to then move on to middle school, high school, and out into the world. So it's kind of a three-pronged thing. And again, we're very excited where we are. And I think, John's going to tell you that, that $4.1 million, to $6 million sounds like a long way, but the path is pretty clear right now. So,
well, you got a lot of momentum going, it sounds like, John.
Yeah.
So what's next? What's the plan? What do you got to get to?
Well, I think the most exciting kind of next step here is we have the Crossworks Foundation, a local foundation, has stepped in with a $1 million match offer. So we're about $2 million from our goal. They will kick in $1 million and solicit that last million from donors, from businesses in the area. And they've set it up in kind of a unique fashion. So it's over the next 5 years, we have $200,000 a year that they will match, up to $200,000 a year. This first year, though, our runway is a little bit shorter. So we started this match just a couple months ago, and we have until December 31st. So right now we're sitting at $65,000 in, tied to that match. So we have $135,000 left that we're still looking to find people to step up and boost the match and get us to that first $200,000.
What things do you do to try to get those numbers?
So, I mean, right now we're trying to kind of widen our circle. We've gone out to alums, we've gone out to current parents, families, and, you know, there are still people in that group that I know are going to give. But we're trying to widen to new donors and then specifically looking towards businesses. You know, we've actually had some people that have doubled down and made a second gift even. So it's some people that gave early in the campaign have given again, which is incredible. You know, and with the businesses in particular, we're really looking at, you know, them investing in strong schools, which create strong families, you know, which is great for the St. Cloud area and a stronger future for our St. Cloud area. Listen, I'm not a tax professional. I do that disclaimer, right? But as we're getting into the giving season here, you know, there may be for businesses or individuals tax benefits, you know, to making gifts, donations to something like our capital campaign.
Right, to do that here in December, to get that on the books here in 2025.
Yeah, exactly.
I talk with financial planners a couple of times a week, and they do say that December is a pretty busy month for individuals making charitable donations.
And Jay, I think the one thing also to note is that, you know, the Coburn's Family Foundation, they've been fantastic, not just in this circumstance, but to our school in general. They're presenting partner of our gala that we just wrapped up and things like that. And we're talking about $500,000 there. We're talking about $1 million from the Crossworks Foundation for the match and things like that. But you don't have to do that. If you're listening now and this is something you want to get involved with, John mentioned the figure $135,000. Well, you know what that is? That's 27 people at $5,000, if my math is correct. So you don't have to have, you know, six zeros on a check to help us out with this. If you're somebody that has connections to Cathedral, or maybe you anticipate having connections to Cathedral, and this is something you'd like to get involved with, and remember, right now, if you did 5,000 or if you did 500, we're going to double that number. Crossworks is going to double that number for you. So, you know, don't let these people gave $1 million or these people gave $500,000 scare you off. You know, every gift to this campaign is important. And will be doubled, as we mentioned, by the Crossworks Foundation, and we get closer to that goal. So again, if you're inclined to help, you know, if it's a year end thing for you, but you say, sounds like they need a lot of money. What we probably need more is a lot of people giving us a little money so that we can get to where we're going.
Yeah, and to that point, Emmett, I mean, right now we have about 450 donors to this campaign. So yeah, we've mentioned a couple of the ones that have given some really big lead gifts, but it has been, you know, people that just see that these schools are important to our community and they want to invest in them, and they're investing at you know, kind of whatever point maybe they can. And there are some people that, you know, right now is just not the right time to give. You know, what can those people do? You know, they can advocate. They can share what's going on with the schools, especially if they have children in the schools, and they can get the word out and help us spread the word.
Emmett, you had mentioned where the money would be going. Because you already have some money raised, are you already planning on, you know, doing some renovations with, you know, replacing the HVAC system?
Well, right now, I think the plans are we probably don't have a choice, Jay. If we aren't totally successful in this campaign, which I hate to use those words because we're going to be totally successful in this campaign, I believe, but we eventually. We have to do this. Now we have bids are out, processes, they've been talking about all those different things, but we need to do that. And also we need to continue to service and wrap up the new building and the financial obligations that were made with that in 2020. So we're moving forward with the monies that have been raised, but we need to continue to get to that ultimate goal so that we can accomplish everything that needs to be accomplished, as like John says, so that we can secure that our kids, our grandkids, and so on can have the benefit of the Catholic schools in St. Cloud that so many of us have had over the years.
So no specific timeline yet as far as like doing the work and spending that money yet?
John, I don't think so. You probably know more about that than I do, but.
No, not really. And okay. Still figuring out, you know, to what level that is. I mean, it's just improving what we've got. You know, one really exciting thing that we are doing this spring is because of the funds coming in on the educator side for the grade schools, we have the NCEA National Conference is actually in Minnesota this year. So that's a conference where teachers, administrators can go and they can learn kind of the cutting edge new things. They can talk with teachers from around the country and kind of learn and better themselves. And it's huge. We've never been able to send people to that. We haven't had the funds to do that. We've wanted to. You know, we want the answer to be yes. And now because of gifts coming in and support of this campaign, that's a big move that we're being able to make just this year, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's 60 miles away, right? It's a national conference 60 miles away. And this year we have the opportunity to take advantage of that. And the campaign has allowed us to do that.
If people want to contribute to the campaign, John, how can they do that?
Yeah, so to learn more, to make a gift, and again, that gift would be doubled by the Crossworks Foundation, which is just so incredible. You'd go to ccsprek12.org, and on the top of the page, you would click the capital campaign. You can get more information. You can make a gift. Or if it's easier to just Google Catholic Community Schools capital campaign, it was the top result when I looked at it earlier today. So that would be, you know, where to go. I just think it's so important to our students, to our families, to our teachers, to not leave this Crossworks money on the table. You know, it's just too important. And right now is the time. You know, we have a limited runway. December 31st will be here soon. So just really, really wanting people to give this some deep thought and hopefully they can help out.
Sure.
And if John's, when John's not listening, I will send you his cell phone and you can give out his personal cell phone. People could call that if they want to give.
Yeah,
to.
There we go. Yeah, okay. I'm sure he'll like that. Yeah. John and Emmett, thanks for stopping by today. Appreciate it and best of luck.
Thanks, Jay.
That's John Haas, Director of Development and Cathedral Activities Director Emmett Keenan. This is our Catholic Community School Update here on WJON.